Big Les's League, an all rugby league experience.
Hello, welcome back to Big Les's League, an all rugby league experience. I'm your host, Big Les. Let's talk about your Super Saturday, the Bulldogs, the Tigers, the Titans, the Melbourne Storm, and then the finish off with the Cowboys and the Dolphins. Very big Saturday for you in round nine. Let's get straight into it. We'll start off with the Bulldogs and the West Tigers. The Bulldogs, the heavy favourites in this one. Obviously, some great form from them shown over the past few weeks. They get Kurt Mann back this week, obviously in jersey number 13, which is a big in for them. They also get back Jacob Preston into the 17 as well, which is huge for them as well. Chris Patolo, he drops out of the 17. We also see Connor Tracy drop out as well. Blake Taff goes to fullback to allow Jacob Preston to come back in off the bench in jersey number 22. As for the West Tigers, a massive out for them in the last 24 hours. Appy Coruscant is out with injury, hopefully not leading into Origin. It looks to be a 3 to 4 week period with a back strain, I believe it was. Obviously, NRL physio reporting on that. Jake Simkin, though, he does come in jersey number 18. In terms of how I think this game is going to go, I think it's going to be a very interesting battle through the middle of the park. You've obviously got a great battle there. Max King, Stefano Utsukumanu, Josh King, David Clemmer. Kurt Mann, John Bateman at 13 is going to be massive as well. Reid Marnie, a massive advantage here over Jake Simkin there at 9. I think Appy Coruscant is going to be a huge out. He organises this team so well at 9. It's very hard to notice, but when you actually go back and you watch this side play, the West Tigers, Appy Coruscant is a massive part of this team and their organisation. I think he's going to be a big out. Lockie Galvin, though, he's been in great form. We've got Samuel Afainu going down that left-hand side as well, which is going to be dangerous, but I think the Bulldogs, through the middle, they're just going to be the better side in this one. Bulldogs at home, I think they do get the job done here. In terms of how I think this game is going to go in terms of try scorers, I think I'm going to go the way of Jacob Kiraz for the Bulldogs, and then for the West Tigers, who am I going to go with here for the West Tigers? I'm going to go with Justin Olam again. I've been sticking strong with Justin Olam. I think that he does go over. If you put that in the same game, multi-feature and Crossbet, you get $8 return. You're only going to get this type of value on Crossbet as well. So if you're going to have a punt on your Super Saturday, make sure to do it with Crossbet. The next game is the Gold Coast Titans taking on the Melbourne Storm. Now, if it was a dry track, I'd say that the Titans would be a little bit of value on your Super Saturday, but I don't see it being a dry track. We've had some pretty horrendous weather, I should say, over the past few days in terms of rain. I think we're going to get similar weather here for the Gold Coast Titans going up against the Melbourne Storm. As I said, dry track, you probably maybe go for that smoky play with the Gold Coast Titans. A bit of value there as well, around the $4.95 mark too on Sportsbet. I imagine Crossbet, you're getting much better odds there. We look at Crossbet now, $4.75, not bad value at all. Obviously, as the underdog, but as I said, since it's not a dry track, I probably wouldn't be going that way. In terms of changes for the Gold Coast Titans, Mo Fotuaika is out. It's a huge out. Joe Stimson at the moment playing in the starting front row. I imagine Keenan Palacea in jersey number 19 at the moment will come into this side off the bench potentially, or maybe even for Joe Stimson. We'll have to wait and see. But Keenan Palacea, he is back in form of the reserves this week. Philip Sami, he also comes back into the side. Harley Smith-Shields also returning into the back line. Aaron Schopp out of the side. For the Melbourne Storm, it looks like Xavier Coates is out this week. Tyron Wishart, being Mr. Fix-It in this side at the moment, he jumps onto the wing. Other than that, it doesn't look like there's too many other changes here for Melbourne. I think they do win the game. Keep an eye on Sualavi Faulongo as well. Obviously, Bronson Garlick is the 14 at the moment. Tyron Wishart playing on the wing. But we will have to keep an eye on this one. Maybe Bronson Garlick drops out at the 17. And we see Sualavi Faulongo come onto the bench to play his first game of the season. Regardless, I do think that the Melbourne Storm win this game. You know, you're getting great value for the Gold Coast. But as I said, if it's not a dry track, you probably don't go that way. In terms of any time try scorers for me, Tyron Wishart is a bit of a smoky in our try scorer trifecta. So I'm going to go that way. I'm going to go Tyron Wishart there on the wing. I'm also going to go for Big Dave Fafita as a bit of a smoky to add a bit of value to your bet. You get $7.50 on the same game, multi-feature on Crossbet. Again, you're only going to get this value on Crossbet, so make sure if you're going to have a punt, you do it with our friends at Crossbet. Now, the last game is the North Queensland Cowboys taking on the Dolphins. In terms of changes, big one here for the Cowboys, Chad Townsend. He drops out of the 17. Jake Clifford coming in jersey number 19. Not so good for my fantasy side. It means I am pretty much left for dead here in terms of changes. Luckily for me, though, we move Sam Hughes to the bench, and he'll accumulate some points for me. Obviously, Nathan Cleary was also ruled out this week, so I didn't get any points for him. So it is going to be a tough knock for fantasy. But yeah, keen in terms of rugby league perspective to see Jake Clifford and how he goes there in jersey number 19. Obviously, Tom Chester is going to be out for an extended period. He's also out of this side. Viliami Vaila, we get the first crack of him in a North Queensland Cowboy jersey for the NRL season, and I'm very excited to see how he goes. A lot of raps from him during the preseason. I am so keen to see how he is coming into the year as well. He gets a great opportunity with Laybutt out for the year and Tom Chester out for close to the year as well. Great opportunity for Viliami Vaila. In terms of how I think this game is going to go, before we go into that, Kenny Bromwich, he's also out for the Dolphins. Obviously, he got injured in the last game. Colony Lemuelu comes into the side for the Dolphins. Other than that, no changes. In terms of how I think this game is going to go, I think you've got to go with the Cowboys still. Yes, the Dolphins are playing some great footy, and yes, there's some great value in the Dolphins at the moment, but I picked the Cowboys at the start of the week, so I'm going to stay strong with the Cowboys. But yeah, look, as I said, on Crossbet at the moment, they are $2.95, the Dolphins. I think that's still pretty good value for them to get the win here. Obviously, a solid performance last week. I think they could get the job done over North Queensland without their main guy in number 7, Chad Townsend. But I'm going to stay strong. I'm going to keep the Cowboys in my bet here. Cowboys to win head-to-head. I'm going to go with Jack Bostock to score a try on the wing there. I'm also going to go for Scott Drinkwater to score a try as well. 5.25 here in the same game, multi-feature and Crossbet. Great way to end your day for Super Saturday. Make sure if you have a punt, you do it with Crossbet, but also do it responsibly. That's full time. See you in the next one.